All right, so we're going on a deep dive, and this one's about plants that are kind of breaking the rules when it comes to
Yeah,
migration.
what's so interesting about this research is it's about these plants and they're moving in a direction that we don't typically expect.
Yeah, so with climate change, you'd think things would be heading north,
Yeah.
right, toward cooler temperatures, up mountains.
Exactly, like following the shade.
Yeah.
But this study looked at 266 different plant species in European forests, and over decades, they found that instead of this mass exodus north, these plants were actually shifting westward.
Westward.
Yeah, westward shifts were actually 2.6 times more likely than northward shifts.
Wow, westward. That's so strange. It's like they're heading into the sunset instead of running from the heat.
Yeah.
Why is that? What could be making them go that way?
That's the real interesting part, is that this research looked beyond just climate and it found another major factor that's influencing these migrations, and it's nitrogen.
Nitrogen, like the stuff in fertilizer.
That's right.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, nitrogen is a key nutrient for plants, just like it is for us.
Okay.
But it's not like evenly distributed in the environment. And what they found is that the areas that these plants were moving from tended to be relatively low in nitrogen.
So they're saying like these plants are ditching their nutrient poor neighborhoods to go to like this nitrogen buffet somewhere else.
That's a great way to put it. Like, imagine a giant buffet table. You're
Yeah.
trying to get the best spot.
But if nitrogen is so great, why weren't they already there? Were they just waiting for the right time to make their move?
That's an excellent question, and it brings us to a couple of fascinating possibilities.
Okay.
It's likely a combination of factors, but one theory is that it might be connected to acid rain.
Acid rain. Yeah. I remember that from school. That was scary.
Right. It kind of reminds us how much we can impact the environment just by accident,
Yeah.
but things have gotten much better as sulfur deposition has decreased, and that was one of the main things that caused acid rain. Areas that were once polluted have started to recover, and many of these areas are in Western Europe.
So it's like these plants went on like a forced vacation because their homes were taken over,
Yeah.
and now they're coming back.
That's one way to look at it.
Okay.
But remember the nitrogen,
Yeah.
it's not just about escaping the bad stuff, it's also about getting the good stuff.
Oh, so like taking advantage of the situation as it is now.
Exactly. And some plants are much better at using high levels of nitrogen than others.
Okay.
These are called generalist species,
Okay.
and they actually thrive in these nutrient-rich environments.
So, like, bring on the buffet, the more, the better for these guys.
Exactly. And guess what? The study found that these generalist species were leading the westward charge.
Oh, wow.
It's like they have this superpower that allows them to exploit these nitrogen-rich areas, and it gives them a competitive edge.
It's so funny to think that way about plants because you just think that they're kind of stuck there,
Yeah.
but they're very strategic.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
that's what makes this study so compelling.
Yeah.
Because it challenges what we think about how species react to a changing environment.
Yeah.
And it highlights all these complex factors that are influencing these things.
So we've got this westward migration fueled by this kind of perfect storm of recovering ecosystems and this nitrogen gold rush.
Yeah.
But this feels like the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
What happens next? Do these plants take over? Do other species start packing their bags?
Those are great questions, and we're going to get to those next when we dig a little deeper into this whole thing.
So we've got these plants kind of doing this high-stakes game of musical chairs all across Europe.
Yeah.
And it's all because of this crazy combination of climate change and nitrogen and even like what the forests themselves look like.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean for the forest as a whole? Like, are there losers in this game of musical chairs?
That's a really important question.
Yeah.
And to answer it, we really need to zoom in on two major things that are happening within these plant communities: colonization and extinction.
So it's not just about movement, it's about understanding like who's thriving in these new environments and who's getting left behind.
So colonization, that's when like new plants are
Yeah.
setting up shop, right?
Exactly,
Like in
yeah.
these nitrogen-rich areas, like ecological pioneers going to a new land. But
Exactly.
what about extinction? Are we talking like dinosaurs here?
Yeah.
Gone forever.
Not quite dinosaurs, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
We're talking about local extinctions. So it's when a species disappears from a specific spot where it used to be, but it might still exist somewhere else.
Okay.
Think about it like a chain of stores closing down locations that aren't doing well.
Okay, so colonization is like expanding and getting bigger, and extinction is more like just shrinking.
Yeah.
What did they find out about those local extinctions? How does it all connect back to this westward movement and all this nitrogen stuff?
Well, the study found some interesting things when it came to these local extinctions.
Okay.
First, they were more common in the south.
Okay.
And that makes sense if you think about rising temperatures.
Yeah.
Remember, some species were trying to escape the heat by going north?
Right.
Well, for the ones stuck in the south, maybe because they couldn't move fast enough or they were already at their limit for how much heat they could take, things got too warm and they started disappearing.
It's like being on the wrong side of an ice cube.
Exactly.
Not good if you're a plant.
Not good if you like it cold.
Yeah.
But here's where things get even more interesting.
Right.
They also saw a lot of local extinctions in the east. But in this case, it seems like it was a double whammy of high nitrogen levels and changes in how the forest was structured.
A double whammy. Okay.
Yeah.
How does that work? How do those two things make plants go extinct?
It goes back to those nitrogen-loving generalist species.
Yeah.
The eastern areas were getting hit with higher levels of nitrogen.
Okay.
And a thick forest canopy can actually help with that, like a buffer.
Okay.
But in these areas, they also found that extinctions happened more in places where the forest canopy was more open.
Oh, so it's like they lost their umbrella right as the big storm hit?
Exactly. Too much nitrogen without that protection.
Wow.
And for plants that aren't used to all that nitrogen, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Even something good like nitrogen can be too much of a good thing.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
Some species are doing great and others are really struggling.
Yeah. And it shows that we can't just look at climate change on its own.
Right.
We have to think about all of it, climate change, pollution, how we're managing forests.
Yeah.
It all matters for these ecosystems.
It's like a giant game of Jenga. You pull out one block and the whole thing could fall apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why this research is so important.
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call that we have to change how we see things if we want to protect biodiversity.
It's crazy to think that something as simple as a plant is caught up in this whole web of survival in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just dealing with the climate changing, but also pollution and even, like, how the forest is put together.
It's true.
It makes you wonder, what does this mean for conservation in general?
That's the big question, isn't it? This research really changes how we have to think about conservation going forward.
Yeah.
We can't just, like, draw a circle on a map and say, okay, this is a protected area.
Right.
We need to think about all these bigger changes and how they're all connected.
Yeah, it's like we've been playing checkers with conservation, but now it's like we need to play chess.
Exactly.
Many steps ahead.
This research is like a giant puzzle.
Yeah.
We don't have all the pieces yet, but what we do know is that we have to change how we do things.
Yeah.
If we want to protect biodiversity, we can't just focus on one thing.
And this study focused on plants, but it makes you think,
yeah,
could this be affecting other things too? Like, what about the animals that live in these forests?
That's a great question, and it's something that scientists are looking into right now.
Great.
It makes sense that if the plants are changing, then the animals that depend on them will change too.
Yeah, like a domino effect.
Exactly. One change leads to another, and it can change the whole ecosystem.
Wow. It's incredible how much is going on that we don't even realize.
Yeah, and with everything changing so fast, who knows what other surprises are out there.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. I had no idea that plants could be so interesting.
Me neither.
Thanks to everyone for sending us this research. It just goes to show that sometimes the most amazing discoveries are right in front of us.
You just have to know where to look.
That's right. Until next time, keep those questions coming. And remember, there's always more to discover when you take a deep dive.